from KQED.
If you've got an inside scoop as to how city officials in Bell got elected, State Attorney General Jerry Brown has a toll-free hotline number for you to call. Brown, who's also running for governor, is investigating the salary scandal that's cast a jaundiced eye on city officials across California. But the salaries in Bell are nowhere near the norm. For instance, the LA Times calculates the Bell city manager's total compensation this year tops $1.5 million. And that has a lot to do with a special election 5 years ago that made Bell a charter city after the governor signed a bill to cap city council salaries in general law cities. Only 336 Bell voters said yes, and more than half the ballots cast were absentee.
We've gotten reports that officials were electioneering, picking up absentee ballots and returning them themselves to the election office. Well, that's illegal. You can't do that. And we're going to probe into that, whether this affected the charter election or actual city council elections. There are many cases where there was no vote because nobody challenged the officials. And we want to look behind all that. Was there some conspiracy here? Was there a plan to bring this about that does not conform to the law of California?
Brown's office has issued a new round of subpoenas to force Bell officials to give depositions and turn over tax returns. A Los Angeles County grand jury has also served subpoenas 2 weeks after L.A. District Attorney Steve Cooley, running to replace Brown, announced his own investigation. As for that hotline number, we've got it posted at californiareport.org.